Elliot, you broke the story. Kasperi Kapanen on his way to the Pittsburgh Penguins. Jesper Lindgren as well, who was a 2015 fourth round pick by the Maple Leafs, over to Pittsburgh as well. Do we have a handle, Friege, on what the return is?
Yes. By the way, I thought we were coming on to discuss what park the bus means. That's what I was told the topic was. Okay, so this is it. It's Kapanen, Lindgren, and Pontus Aberg to Pittsburgh. The key parts of the return for the Maple Leafs are the 15th overall pick in this year's draft. They didn't have a first-rounder because of the Marleau deal. Yeah. Philip Hollander, a 20-year-old Swedish winger who was played in Sweden this year. David Warsawski is part of the deal, and Evan Rodriguez is part of the deal. And that's an interesting one because Rodriguez is an RFA. His contract's up. I think he's the type of player the Leafs have kind of been looking at, but it's going to come down to, is there a fit salary-wise, I think.
Is he, on Rodriguez, I know it's a small part of the deal here, but do you know if he has arbitration rights?
I believe he does, yes.
There's a number of players right now.
I meant to look this up. That's a good question.
There's a number of players that we believe around the NHL that won't be qualified because teams are concerned with the flat cap that they'll get.
He does have arb rights. Yes,
he does. Okay.
Yeah.
Berkey, we'll hand this one over to you.
That's what I really love about you, Brian. Is that is your real sense of optimism.
Brian never thought of this.
This flat cap world, I've said this 100 times, it ain't 2 years, it's five. And you're looking at rollbacks and everything else, they are not going to qualify. A whole bunch of guys who think optimistically that they're going to be qualified with arb rights are not. And we start with him. And I like Rodriguez. I've liked him since I saw him play in college. But that's one where you go to the agent and say, we're not qualified. And you want to talk about something lower, great.
David Warsawski, by the way, is a 30-year-old defenseman, left-hand shot, makes $700,000 a season. We were just talking about this before you came on, and if you're just joining us, Kasperi Kapanen has been moved to the Pittsburgh Penguins. The key piece coming back for the Toronto Maple Leafs, a first-round pick in this year's draft, that is 15th overall, the Leafs clearing up $3.2 million worth of cap space. Is this then, Elliot, the prelude to an even bigger deal by Kyle Dubas?
I think so. I mean, look, like it's hard not to look at this and say, okay, one means two. Like when the Kapanen rumor started coming up this morning that something was going on, I mean, immediately the first thing you were thinking about was Matt Murray or Chris Letang, right? And when you're digging, you know, basically the information you were getting was it wasn't that. And I think that one of the things that it became pretty clear and that, you know, as information begins to seep out, that is Kyle Dubas had started to, you know, look and see what he was going to do with his roster. When the name Kapanen came up, he was talking first in a prospect. So I think that as much as he was maybe looking to do some things right now, he was also doing it with an eye to, can we create some flexibility with cap space? And, you know, cap space is huge. It's especially now with everything Berkey just talked about. It's, you know, flexibility is so critical and so important. And it's obvious to me that that he was trying to create some. I know everybody today when the news started to break was thinking it was for Matt Murray. They look at the old Sault Ste. Marie connection. I heard that was not the direction the Maple Leafs were looking to go in.
Jared McCann, there's another one. Kyle Dubas drafted him into the OHL as well. Stewie, over to you.
We know the Leafs are doing some cap yoga, but there's only so much flexibility you can do when the big four are making all that money. Do you see any movement at all this year with those four?
I prefer hot yoga over cap yoga, Anthony. That's the first thing I'd like to say. The second thing is that, like, I believe that there's always a difference between what you want to do and what you have to do, right? I think what the Leafs want to do is bring those four back for one more year. That's what I think they want to do. Now, I you know, we're just talking here in the aftermath of a deal. I think this increases the likelihood that that happens. Is it a guarantee? No, Ant, but I would say that this move increases the likelihood that those four come back for another year, although I would not say that 100%. I wouldn't bet this month's mortgage on it, but I'd say it's more likely.
If you're just joining us, Kasperi Kapanen, the Leafs just making it official a couple of moments ago. Kasperi Kapanen has been traded to the Pittsburgh Penguins. The key piece coming back for the Toronto Maple Leafs, a first-round pick. There are some American Hockey League players involved in this one as well. And Evan Rodriguez, who is an interesting name. He's a restricted with arbitration rights. Elliot, from the Pittsburgh Penguins side of things, we've talked plenty about Jim Rutherford and the idea that as long as you have Crosby and Malkin, you keep going for it. Don't worry about the future. Let someone else worry about the lack of picks and prospects, and it can cobble together a team when 71 and 87 are done their careers. Is this just, again, Jim Rutherford trying to supercharge the Pittsburgh Penguins here?
I think there's definitely a part of that. You know, I think they're looking for an injection of youth and speed there. Kapanen certainly provides that. You know, like, he's a really interesting player. He's really talented. I don't think that anybody would ever doubt that. He's a little up and down. He leaves you wanting a little bit more because he shows you the ability that he's got. And, he had a chance to play with great offensive players here. He's going to get a chance to play with great offensive players there. And I just think it's really interesting that, the team that goes out and gets him is the team that, you know, knows him better than anyone except the Maple Leafs. So They obviously like what he does. They draft him. They knew him really well. You know, one of the things that I think is really interesting was a couple years ago, there were a few GMs that were saying they couldn't get interviews with some of the top prospects at drafts because those players wouldn't be available when they were picking. And one of the things one of them said to me was, how do you know that in a few years I'm not going to be able to trade for this guy? I want to get to know him as a teenager. And, I was thinking about that when the Kapanen thing came up this morning. You know, the team that knows him second best is Pittsburgh. And I absolutely think that's part of the play here. This is a guy they understand pretty well.
Was there not a feeling in Pittsburgh, though, if I can jump in, that perhaps given, you know, this is back-to-back, you know, playoff disappointments, last year to the Islanders, this year to the Montreal Canadiens, that there was some movement towards not a complete rebuild, but at least a slight step back and maybe somewhat of a teardown?
I don't know. Like, I really believe, Jeff, that Pittsburgh, as long as Crosby and Malkin are there, they're going for it. So I don't know if it's a teardown is the right word. I mean, you know, all of these corporate buzzwords. I guess reload might be a better word. I just don't see them starting all over while those guys are both still there. I mean, even if Crosby's still there, I don't know if I ever see them starting over. I just think they look at it like every year we're in it to win it. And, you know, this deal certainly doesn't change that for them. They don't have a big prospect pool anymore. You know, they traded Addison to the Wild last year. They trade this first round pick. They've dealt first round picks before. They won't have one next year because they owe it to Minnesota in the Zucker deal. So that says to me that this isn't anything but, you know, we're here to win while we still got these guys.
Sam Poulin or bust. Berkey, over to you.
Yeah, I remember when we interviewed Nal Yakupov, he was horrified that we were picking fourth or fifth, that we were interviewing him. Like, he was annoyed. Like, there's no way I'm going to be there for you guys. And then I remember Thomas Mannix's draft interview. Thomas Mannix, who's a great kid, was slouched back in his chair, legs crossed, bored to tears. Like, I don't know where we're picking, 10th or something. And we said, were we troubling you? He said, well, I'm not going to be there when you guys pick. I said, if you knew anything about my history, you'd know I have a pattern of moving up for someone I like, so sit up and pay attention. And he did. I hate to say this on the radio, and I hope no one's recording this, but I agree with most of what you just said. I don't think
it's
a rebuild.
Good that you're finally coming to the dark side, Berkey. That's very important.
I guess my comment would be I don't share, and Jimmy Rutherford's a dear friend and a great GM, but I don't share his view of life that this puts them in any higher level of contention or whatever. It's a good, useful piece, but that's a high price tag.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I think you always have to look at, and you know, like, it's funny, like, on the weekend, we were talking about Oliver Ekman-Larsson, right? And I think Arizona is going to investigate, and with the players will, because he's got a no-move clause, you know, what the market is for him this year. And, you know, I heard a story that after we talked about it, that, you know, a couple of years ago, Arizona had a pretty good deal on the table for him. And that one of the things that they discussed internally was, for our fan base, we have to get to a point where we keep our best players here. Like, Shane Doan willingly stayed there, but a lot of other good Coyotes left. And I think that, you know, sometimes you look at deals and say, well, this doesn't make any sense. But you forget sometimes, and Berkey, you've been in that chair, the internal pressures and the internal parts that come with it. And I look at what Pittsburgh is doing, and I see a team that has said, and they've said it publicly, like, this is not news that we're breaking. As long as these guys are here, we're going for it. And everything they do, I look through it, that lens at it. And that's kind of the way I see it. They see this as a deal that keeps them in contention, and that's the way they do it. And I understand that. Some teams, and especially now in a time where, you know, selling tickets is going to be more difficult if you're even allowed to sell them at all. I see what they're trying to do.
Yeah. By the way, I do too. I'm not sure I share their view of how close that team is to the finish line with Kasperi Kapanen in black.
Fair enough. Absolutely.
Stewie.
Do you see Toronto making a major splash in the defensive market this offseason, or is it the restraints are too hard?
No, I think this, Anthony. I do think that's going to happen. I just think that everything is I just think that now they've created themselves some more room. It might not be as quick as this is. But I think they are going to do something. I absolutely think they're going to look around.
Petrangelo?
Well, here's the thing about Petrangelo. You know, actually, it was interesting that he had a Zoom call today or a conference call today with St. Louis reporters, and I was reading his quotes, and he's saying that absolutely he wants to remain a Blue, and I do think that is the preference. And the one thing is there's been a lot of saber-rattling there, Anthony, about his contract and stuff like that. It hasn't been an easy negotiation. There have been barely any talks, and some of that obviously is pandemic related, but I think it was the case before that. But now is the time you got to get serious. You know, free agency is going to be the second week of October, and you know, they have 6-7 weeks to figure this out. And I'm a big believer in deadline spur action. Now, you know, can you picture the St. Louis Blues without him? And I, even though they lost in the first round, I thought he was really good. And I think they're going to might have to do some other painful surgery, but I think he wants to stay, and I just think he's too important. I'd be surprised, put it that way, but, you know, Anthony, once or twice I've been wrong before.
We'll finish on this one, outside of defensemen. We know this is going to be a hot goalie market whenever the offseason happens. You've talked, Elliot, before about how the prices, considering the amount of goaltenders available, might be a little more reasonable than we've seen the past few seasons. Well, do you expect Toronto to be in that goalie market?
It's a good question. It's a really good question. The honest answer is right now, I don't know. You know, like everybody else, I wondered about Matt Murray. After today, I don't sense that that's a path that they're going down on. I could see them just keeping Freddie for a year and seeing how it plays out. Mm-hmm. You know, they know him, and, you know, they really believe in Campbell. They extended him. They think it creates a better situation behind him. It's a good, honestly, Jeff, my sense is they lean towards Anderson, but there's going to be a lot of interesting pieces out there. And Crawford talked this morning about how it's not an easy place to be in as a goalie who needs a new contract. So I would say more likely than not Anderson, but I can't say that one for sure either.
One thing we should probably touch on as well. You mentioned it off the top with arbitration rights for the RFA. Evan Rodriguez, he is a local hockey player, played in the GTHL growing up, Marlboro's AAA, etc. Played in the OJ before going to BU. What happens here?
Well, I think the biggest question is, and Berkey talked about it, there's a lot of guys who are arbitration eligible who are kind of in a real gray zone. I think that, the cap is tight. Teams don't like arbitration. Teams don't like what arbitration does to their cap situations. Teams have been threatening to not qualify guys rather than risk it. And the other thing now is, the walk-away threshold where a team can walk away from an award is $4.5 million. But there's a new twist on it this year. If the team walks away from you, the player has the option to say, okay, I'll take what the team offered me in arbitration instead. And I could see teams just wanting no part of that. So I think you're going to have teams say to guys, like, we're not crazy about your number, and will you take a year at a lower number? Or I think at one case, I've heard that a team has talked to a player, will you take 2 years at a lower number? Mm-hmm. And, it's going to be up to that player. I mean, Rodriguez had a tough year this year. He was in and out of the lineup in Buffalo. If Toronto says, we'll give him some security at a lower number than he was going to make, is he going to be willing to take that? I think some guys, the answer will be yes.
Here's what I wonder. I wonder about a Kevin LeBanc or a Marcus Pettersson style, let's help the team out in the first year of the deal.
I think everything is going to be on the table, man. I really do, Jeff. I think that teams and players have much more difficult choices this year than they've had in years past. And it's no one's fault. It's just, what's happened in the world.
That's where we are. Great job on the story, even though it interrupted our recording of the podcast this morning. It's well worth it.
We'll have to do that tomorrow. Yes.
Great job, Friedge. Kasperi Kapanen off to the Pittsburgh Penguins. The primary return, a first round draft pick for the Maple Leafs coming from Pittsburgh. That is 15th overall. The Maple Leafs clear up $3.2 million worth of cap space. Thanks, Friedge.
All right. Take care, man.
All right, there he is, Elliot Friedman, with the story of the day. Kasperi Kapanen is now ex of the Maple Leafs. And Berkey, now that we have a sort of fuller sense of what this all is, and the other pieces going back the other way, Jesper Lindgren is a defenseman, 2015 pick. Pontus Aberg goes to the Pittsburgh Penguins as well. Philip Hollander goes to Toronto. David Warsofsky and Evan Rodriguez, who is an Etobicoke-born GTHL player, went to Boston University, played with the Sabres, the Penguins, and he's a restricted free agent. Now that we have the entirety of the deal in front of us, Berkey, what do you think?
I like it. I like it for Toronto. I know what Jimmy Rutherford's trying to do. He's getting a good player and a good kid. I don't know. I don't place the same value on this player. He moves the Rodriguez money back, which they've been trying to do for some time. Mm-hmm. I don't know that Rodriguez is a guy that the Leafs will qualify, or as Elliot explained, the complex arbitration process now even bother to qualify. But I like it. If you pick up a couple million bucks in cap space, create a roster spot, get a pick, and you didn't have a first-round pick, now you got 15. I like it.
It's a deep draft, getting a real good player at 15. Stewie, now that we know the whole thing, give us your nickel and dime.
It's a very good PR move. I think the pressure's off of Dubas now. So I know this is chess and not checkers, but I'll give him the benefit of the doubt on this one.
Okay, so that is the news of the day, the Kasperi Kapanen trade to the Pittsburgh Penguins.